It is 12:40. Welcome back to the KWMT Powered Lunch. And as promised, I've got Nancy Jansen with the Top Rail Saddle Club down in Lake City on the phone. Good afternoon, Nancy.
Good afternoon, Dwayne.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time here. And for those of us that were at the Top Rail Saddle Club give back event in late June, we knew how huge that success was. And sounds like you're going to bring it back again. The Fall Fun event's going to be back this Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, boy, I was so excited when I heard this because we had a great time back in June. And we just knew you were going to have another successful event if you had another one in the fall. And looks like you're going to do that this Sunday.
We are going to give it a whirl, Dwayne, and you're right. We had so much fun. Our crowd had so much fun. It was just awesome, and we just decided to do it all again. As a club, we like getting together and putting on events, and when people come and have so much fun, it's really, really rewarding for us.
Yeah, I totally agree. And of course, you're going to have barrel racing again, team roping again. A lot of the participants in those events, a lot of familiar faces and names and so forth, and also the ranch rodeo that'll return again this Sunday.
You know, the ranch rodeo was so much fun the last time, Dwayne. You know, you watched the trailer race. That was my favorite, followed by the branding race. And for those that don't know what the trailer race is, can I explain it a little?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We put two trailers and pickups that are identical in size and shape, okay, in the arena. And we set some poles so the riders have to ride around the trailers. All the riders, four on each team, remember, come into the arena and load their horses in the trailer. And then the riders all have to sit down in a chair next to the trailer. When the time starts, they have to get the horse out of the trailer, get on it, ride around the circle that we've marked out for them with a baton, come back and pass the baton off to the next rider who does the same thing. They have to put all the horses back in the trailer, shut the trailer gate, and then sit down in their chair, and that's when time stops. So they have to do all this as fast as possible, and they all have a strategy, and we watched that strategy at play last time, and some of them it worked, and some of them it didn't, but it was awesome fun.
It was, and people listening might think that sounds easy, but it was not easy because each rider kind of had to keep an eye on the rider that was ahead of them so they knew when to go to take the baton, and I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, isn't there, when the trailer race is going on?
You know, there was a lot of moving parts. In fact, it was a little hard to watch it all at the same time because there was so much going on. The one team I noticed had put their horses in a certain order in the trailer, but then when they got to take the horses out of the trailer, they had moved around and the horses were all out of order.
Yep, exactly. So the cowboy, the rider could not get his own horse back out.
And what do they do? Do they decide to just get on and ride somebody else's horse? Or do they sort their horse out? I mean, it was awesome to watch.
Yeah, you talked about the branding event, too. And one of the other events was where they had to separate the cattle, and each cow had a number on it. And depending on the random number that was chosen, that's the number they had to start with, I believe, or leave in. And, I mean, it was just fun to watch that because that took a lot of skill, too. I mean, it took all three of the horsemen out in the arena to really make that happen.
You know, it really does, and they the word for it is trash, but there's a line across there that they can't let the cattle that they are not supposed to get across that line either. So they have to watch their fronts, they have to watch their backs, and, you know, cattle just don't always cooperate, so it makes for a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and the branding event you talked about, that was a neat event, too. And I could tell they had some strategy, too, because some people headed right to the branding barrel and others kind of worked their way towards it. So really, when it comes to the ranch rodeo, I mean, there's a lot of strategy all around there.
There really is. The branding was so much fun. The one team had a really young member, and they had a little older member.
Yeah.
The older member went in on the horse to rope. The two young guys were supposed to get the calf down and get it tied up, and the young lady on the team was supposed to bring the branding iron. Well, it didn't work out so well for them. It ended up the older guy had to get off and tackle the calf and get him down, and the young lady, who could run so fast on her way back to put the branding iron back in the fire, fell, and fortunately she wasn't hurt, so we can laugh about it, but she had so much sand down her front that it was just a riot. It really was a lot of fun, and so we just ask people to come out and have a good time. There's no admission. It's a free show. If you get hungry, we'll have food there to serve you. But we just want people to come out at 3 o'clock and come and go as they will and just have a really good time.
Yeah, we need to talk a little bit more, too, about the team roping and barrel racing. I know a lot of times you actually have some standalone events on weekends down there that I kind of stop by and hang out and watch a while. And a lot of familiar names and faces will be a part of the team roping as well as the barrel racing on Sunday.
Absolutely. In fact, Kylan Westcott will be riding in the barrel racing. And she won grand champion in the NBHA this summer in Iowa.
Oh,
so
wow.
She is awesome, and we'll have lots of great barrel racers and lots of really good team ropers. And that is a skill as well. Both of those take a skilled rider and a skilled horse. And then, of course, the team roping takes a skilled roper as well. And you don't, you know, take it from me. I've been a horse person my entire life, but I can't throw a rope to save myself.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot of time and a lot of work, and people really, when they go to all that trouble, really do appreciate the crowds that come out and watch for them and cheer for them. And
well, we know. I mean, they kind of got shortened on the first part of their season. In fact, your event was probably one of the first times a lot of these folks were able to get out and actually probably compete competitively.
I think it was for a lot of folks, and there's still a lot of events that have not happened throughout July and August, and that's one of the other reasons that we decided to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have such great sponsors that help us out for our June event, and we've gone back to just a few of them and say, you know, can you help us with this event at all? And every one of them has said yes. And so that is really heartening, and you know, as a club member, it's very rewarding for us to see people come out and have a good time.
Yeah, I would agree. And, of course, talking about the kind of getting shortchanged a little bit, a lot of the folks in the rodeo community, they know the 4th of July is referred to as Cowboy Christmas. So, you know, that's kind of their payday come the 4th of July. And a lot of times this year, I mean, in particular, I mean, a lot of those events didn't even start until that time. So these guys are hungry. They're ready to get out and put on a show for everybody.
Well, absolutely. You know, like I said, those skills don't just come someday when you wake up.
Yep.
It's a lot of work at home, a lot of practice time. And so they get to show us their skills when they come to these events. And so, yeah, they've worked really hard for the last year and hopefully, you know, we'll have a great crowd. And you know, we've added a little extra money to the purse for the cowboys and cowgirls that want to come. And, you know, they're going to show off for the crowd as well.
Yeah, very good. Well, you have a funny man on hand, too. I love the guy that was there in June.
No, we're not going to have a funny man this time, but there'll probably be some funny people.
Oh, I'm sure. Could be some volunteers. So, well, very good. Well, again, this is going to be a free event. It'll be Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Top Rail Saddle Club ground, and that's on the north side of Lake City right there in Calhoun County. And I was just so excited when I knew this was going to happen because I kind of suspected maybe if things went good in June, it would come back and to know that it has. I mean, that's pretty honorable on your guys' part.
Well, thank you, and we're happy to do it. You know, we'll probably hopefully go back to regular rodeo in June next year, but our club, you know, we have a fabulous club grounds, and we just need to use it more, and so this is one of the ways we're able to do that.
Yeah, a lot of these members, I mean, they've been around almost since day one. I mean, your husband, Ted, he was just a little guy when he started going. So
yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of big hearts when it comes to the Top Rail Saddle Club.
You know, it is. We're kind of a small group, but we get along well, and we work well together, and we have a lot of fun. And so this is one of the ways that we can show how much fun we have by hosting these events.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, Nancy, I appreciate you reaching out and look forward to seeing you on Sunday down in Lake City.
And I look forward to seeing you and all your listeners, Duane.
All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Again, Nancy Jensen with the Top Rail Saddle Club down in Lake City. And again, the Top Rail Saddle Club having a fall fun event this Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be a perfect time to get out and enjoy the nice weather, team roping, barrel racing, and the ranch rodeo event. And again, free admission this Sunday at the Top Rail Saddle Club in Lake City.